I am so excited about heaven today. Pastor Todd is talking about heaven, you remember? We talked about last week, and hell. I'm so excited about heaven that, as a matter of fact, I started packing already. Here is my suitcase. Okay, and this is, can you guys see? This is the clipboard, which is a checklist of the things that I'm going to take to heaven. Okay, so let's see here. All right. Number one. Oh, here they are. Shoes. Of course you're going to need shoes because guess what? We get to walk on the beautiful streets made of gold. How wonderful is that? Okay, I'll put these down here. Check. We got those checked. Okay. Alarm clock. Of course, when you go on a trip, you need an alarm clock. No, just listen. But you know what? We're not going to need this in heaven. I'm not sure how it got in here because heaven has no days and no nights and no time, and I'm going to be there forever anyway. So I guess I won't check this off. I don't need this one. Okay. Now, oh, this is a biggie. Our church is real big in Kleenex because you never know when you need it. I don't think so either. Well, I'm not going to... You guys, good. That is so good. Not going to need this because in heaven, there is no sadness. No tears. And nobody is going to be crying, okay?
No sickness.
Right, and also sin makes you cry too, and it's sad, and it's not going to be there either. Good job, you guys. You're good helpers. Okay, well, didn't need that. Okay, oh, this is what everybody has to take along, some kind of medicine or pills, because, I mean, you don't want to get sick on your trip, but wait a minute.
No sickness.
I don't need that. You're right.
We just got no sickness.
Okay, guess what? You're right. In heaven, there's no sickness, no pain, and no dying. No boo-boos, no band-aids. Well, Well, I've only got one thing so far, my shoes. Oh, but this one, sunglasses. You need to pack your sunglasses. No, wait, listen. This is important. This is a check. Because in heaven, it's going to be very, very, very bright. Because there's jewels everywhere, crystal rivers, and of course the gold. But the brightest is the light of God is going to be there. Yep, I need
waterproof sunglasses.
Though. Waterproof, do you think?
In case you want to go swimming in the
pool. Oh, swimming in the crystal rivers? I should put the swimsuit on my list. Yes. Oh. Okay. Well, okay. Now, when you go on a trip, of course, you need a ticket.
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
You're right. I don't need a ticket because you know what? Listen, you cannot buy a ticket to heaven anywhere. It's priceless. A ticket to heaven is a free gift from God, and Jesus paid the whole price of your ticket when he died on the cross for our sins. You know, God put my name in the Lamb's Book of Life the day I said, yes, I do sin, God, and I confess my sins, and I want you to be the Lord and Savior of my life. And that's when my name went in the book. That's really my ticket. Okay, well, that's a no, because I already have that. Okay, this is the most important, Jesus. He is the most important on the checklist because you know what? Listen to this. You cannot get to heaven without Jesus. And you know this verse too, John 14:6. Jesus says, He's in your heart? Wow, Ellie. Okay, this is important. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no one comes to God or heaven except through me. That is so, so important. And I know you guys know that. Okay, well, that's a definite check. All right, now, well, when you go on a trip, you certainly need a map if you're going to get there. Well, fortunately, I don't need a map because I have it in my head. I already studied the map of how to get there because God already gave us the map. You know what the map is? Here, I'll put this down.
It's your brain.
Well, it's in my brain, but guess what? The map to heaven is the Bible. It tells you everything you need to know. And guess what? This is a map of what you need to know. Okay. Here we are on the earth, okay? You can see the buildings and stuff. It's not a very nice place sometimes. And these people, when they come to the edge, this is a big, giant canyon. Big, so big you can't get across. Okay, so these people have made a choice before they died. They chose to go to...
Satan.
Exactly. There's the fire. It's dark. It's horrible. And look, there's some arrows because Satan wants you to go that way. Now, the other place you get to go, there's only two, is heaven, and it's right here. And when Adam and Eve sinned, guess what? Nobody could get across there. Nobody could get to God or to heaven. So guess what? When Jesus died on the cross, do you see that? The cross right here, and here's the nails, and here's some people walking across. The cross is a bridge to heaven, the only way to get there. Jesus, who died on the cross and paid for our sins, is the only way between people and God and heaven. So remember this map. I'll show
you. Can get to God.
That's right. Oh, good haven. That's wonderful. Okay, now, my prayer today is that you guys already have Jesus packed in your heart. And if you don't have him in your heart, you can talk to one of us and you can get him in your heart very soon. It's up to you. My second prayer for you is that you and you and you and you will all be ready for your trip to heaven. Okay? And if you think, I'm not sure, then you talk to your parents or your wanted teacher or one of us, okay? All right, let's pray. God, we know that Satan did not want us to hear any of this today. But Lord, I saw people, kids, boys and girls, who really were listening and who really want to be on your team, God. And I thank you for that. Would you guide each one of them to you so that they can cross that bridge that is Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray for the people in the floods right now and for their safety. And I know the kids are worried about them. And we know that you have everything in your hands and you're in charge. And I thank you, God. Amen.